providing Coleman with a unique blend of music from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman. Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, thank you for joining us tonight. It's me, Sandy, your health and lifestyle coach, and welcome to our show. If you've been here before, then we thank you for being a frequent listener. And if you're new here, just know that you're amongst friends and that this is a great place to hear inspiring stories, fresh ideas, and empowering conversations that will motivate you to change or continue on your own health journey with confidence. Well, we are going to do something a little bit different tonight because here in town we have an event going on, and I'm going to start by just telling you a little bit about how this all has come together. And the beginning of this story, it really starts probably about 15 years ago, and I had a business, and one of the things that I did in that business was, it was Christmas time, and we took our crew to the Stardome, and that's the comedy club in Birmingham. I didn't really know what to expect, but on the night that we could take off, because it was a restaurant, so we couldn't take off for the busiest night of, well, maybe we did. I think we did go on a Saturday, but we took the crew, and we were going to go see a hypnotist. I will tell you that I was pretty skeptical. I just thought we were going to go see some entertainment, but I didn't in any way, shape, or form think that it was going to be something that was real. And what ended up happening was one of our crew members got up on stage and she got hypnotized, and that was it. We were all just amazed. And we've just talked about that night for a very long time. And so fast forward to this day and age of me doing this radio show and making a commitment to work on my health and help others do the same. I've taken on a commitment of hiking 26.3 miles in a day. That happens in May for Make-A-Wish of Alabama. And in doing that commitment, I'm also responsible for raising $2,500. And it was just kind of thinking, how could I do that and not have to go around and bug all my friends and family and try to raise money that way? And I had this idea that, you know, we had brought Gary Conrad, who is the comedian hypnotist, we had brought him to Dodge City before for a Christmas show. And so I had the idea for this. What if he would come here and we could put a show on and I could raise the money that way? And just called him, and he was so gracious to say that he would do it. And it's been just snowballing from there. Wallace State got on board. I've had a lot of people say that they would be ticket outlets for me, and it's just really grown into something. So that event is happening this Sunday at Wallace State in the Betty Leith Haynes Theater from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, and I'm just really excited to have Gary Conrad join me tonight to talk about this. So Gary, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm ready to get down your way. I'm in Nashville right now, but
it's coming quick. It's coming quick. And are you going to be in Jackson?
I was in Baltimore the other night. I did a show in Baltimore the other night.
Okay.
At Calvert Hall High School. I've been doing them over 20 years. Every year they have a like a project graduation, what they like to call senior follies. So they're figuring what's the most fun, most, the wildest, a unique experience for them, and that's me.
It is you. I tell you, you are. And one of the things that I was thinking about today that's really, it's kind of cool about what you do, you touch so many people in a moment, but you go through,
tell the police about that.
But you know, you really do. You create a memory for people that is, it's a big memory in that moment, but as you go through your life creating all those memories, it's probably really hard to remember them all.
Well, after a while, you know, you remember some, you can't remember them all, certainly, but it's a lot of fun. And, you know, keep in mind, I'm merely the director,
mm-hmm.
and the participants, the volunteers, they are the stars of the show.
Uh-huh.
When they come on stage to get hypnotized, it's kind of like theater, kind of like kabuki theater, kind of like performance art. And it's amazing how some of people from everyday walks of life, they have these talents, some of which I'm sure they're not even aware they possess. But singing, dancing, carrying on, telling jokes, stage persona, things of that sort. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I do about 30 states a year, I'd say. And I'm happy to get back down your way, because Make-A-Wish is, you know, such an excellent organization that who wouldn't want to do that?
Well, we're definitely excited to have you come. Do you mind if I ask you some questions?
Kind of about you. Depends.
Could you tell us a little bit about what got you started in doing?
Well, what got me started? You know, I had a book report due in fourth grade about, and the nun said you could select any organ of the body you want and do a book report on it. And I selected my book, but it was more about not the organ, the brain. The organ, but the mind, which is the function of that organ. And there was a large section on the different brainwave patterns. You're listening to me now, you're making evaluations, that's kind of like that's one particular brain pattern, let's call it beta. When
mm-hmm.
you're sleeping, you're in another brain pattern, kind of like sine, cosine, like they got on a medical show. When you're flatlining, beep, like in the medical shows, you're dead. But with hypnosis, it's a different brain pattern, very similar to that of being awake, but different enough to warrant its own category. And the import of that is when a person does experience that, they become highly suggestible, not susceptible, meaning they fell off the turnip truck, but
mm-hmm.
suggestibility being a type of learning. So that's why, for example, you tell people, well, you shouldn't smoke. Well, they know they shouldn't smoke, but they have difficulty carrying that out. But oftentimes hypnosis is used for that, because it bypasses the critical faculty of the conscious mind and gets right into the subconscious. That suggestion does. And it renders good behavior modification. So that's what I learned in my book report.
And then let's talk about when you got interested in actually hypnotizing people.
I was hypnotized. You know, I was working at a World Trade Center in New York in sales.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what if I could use suggestion to be more likable to my customers and maybe get some more business from them? So I kind of studied that, and again, it led to hypnosis. But I would then hypnotize people in the gym to bench press more, to squat more. At night in the trade center, I'd be hypnotizing people to put down the tobacco products, quit biting your fingernails. More motivation for academics, enuresis, bedwetting. You know, if you wet the bed at 3, that's not so bad. If you wet your bed at 43, that's not so good. So
yeah, that can be tough.
But it's used under the auspices of, I won't say education, but say self-help,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily medicine. And it's helpful to a lot of people. And what your audience should know is that if they volunteer for that show, they carry that skill to enter the hypnotic state with them. So God forbid 10 years from now they need an operation, they could tell the physician, well, I respond very strongly to hypnosis. They might use only half the chemical anesthesia normally used, and the other half could be suggestion. The Mayo brothers did that in the Mayo Clinic up in Rochester, Minnesota, around the 1900s. They were doing operations that were technically correct, but because the anesthesia was so primitive that the body couldn't stand the shock at a guy cutting you open, playing you with your guts, and then warding off the foreign element, i.e. chemical anesthesia, which constitutes that two-front war, which goes on during the healing process. So what the Mayo brothers did was they used half the, roughly, and I'm talking generally, half the amount, 60% chemical anesthesia, the other half, or 40%, they'd use suggestion / hypnosis. And he found that the survivability rate show skyrocketed because the patients didn't have to direct so much of their recuperative powers towards warding off the chemical anesthesia. They could train all those recuperation efforts on the actual healing process and recuperating from the trauma. But they have guys like, goodness, they had a guy, James Braid from England, went to India and did, I want to say, about over 140 deep abdominal surgeries only using hypnosis. They didn't have the chemicals in 1848 or whenever he was there, around that time. So, but it's a learning process. It's kind of like learning how to ride a bicycle. Let's say you learn how to ride a bicycle at 6-7 years old, and you rode it, you know, during your teen years, and then 20 years old, you didn't ride a bicycle anymore until you're 35 or 40. But if you jump on a bicycle at 35 or 40, after 5-10 minutes, you got about 80% of that back down again. Now, you might not be able to pedal with your hands off the handlebars or, you know, do tricks like you did when you were younger, but 80% of it, you got it down pretty much. Versus, let's say, if you learn French when you were 8 years old, and you spoke until you're 20, and then you didn't speak it anymore till you're 50, and then, geez, you're really rusty, you forget the words. Point being, when you get hypnotized on stage, it's more like the bicycle experience than a learning French experience, and you'll carry that with you. It's an additional benefit to the volunteer. So they're going to go on stage, we're going to have them go through some G-rated, maybe a little PG, we'll throw in there, rated histrionics, you know, little bits and performances, but when that afternoon is over, they'll take that with them for the rest of their lives.
Wow.
And that's a real good thing.
So you were saying how behaviorally, it can be effective, like helping somebody to quit smoke. How about?
Oh, yeah, it is.
And then how about subconscious? So, like, if somebody has maybe low self-esteem or low self-worth, how does hypnosis?
Well, you know, there are a couple ways to handle. There are more than a couple. There are ways of handling that, but mostly esteem comes from success.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're trained to have low self-image, hypnosis is certainly used for that. But in the show, we're not going to go through all that clinical stuff. I'm going to have them think the person next to them stole their belly button, or they might think one of their favorite singers, or they might forget their name, or they might see a bunch of leprechauns running all over the place, or Martians, or geez, the other night we told an 18-year-old fella he was pregnant, and he gave birth to a rubber chicken. they kind of like that. You know, a bunch of high school seniors, all boys, Catholic school. They enjoyed that immensely. But or have them singing, have them dancing, have them performing, have them get out of their cells or their structure, a little box that society might have built around them. We got a few trap doors where they can escape and let their hair down a little bit. All in good, clean fun.
Sorry. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Every time I've ever seen it, it's been hilarious. Well, what about you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting because a lot of people, especially once they hit about 40, don't hypnotize me. You're going to ask me my secrets. Well, from what I can tell, most people got the same secrets, but I'm not interested in them, really. And the younger ones normally want to do it, but what I particularly enjoy is at the end of a performance when someone says, you know, I was very reluctant to get up there. I didn't go up there. And now I wish I had. And you also get the people who say, well, my friends kind of coached me. I didn't want to do it. But now that I did, it was so much fun. When are you coming back? We got to do this again. And, you know, because a bully's never popular. A bully will get a cheap laugh. But in the back of the audience's mind, they're saying, that guy got no class. You know? And I don't want that. I want them to have fun. I don't want them regret that they were going up there, especially with the benefits that ensue, you know, as we previously discussed, mm-hmm. that the hypnosis can hold for them.
Yeah.
So,
we're going to.
Interesting. If you had any vets down there that mm-hmm. had a couple things that what do they call it? PTSD, they used to call it delayed stress syndrome. Some of the combat vets have. And another thing they've got, which hypnosis is very effective for, is that phantom limb syndrome.
Okay.
Meaning they think that their toe is itching, but they don't possess a leg.
Ah.
And the hypnosis is very effective with that. I've been trying for years to... I was in the reserves for 26 years, the Army Reserves, 26 years. And I'm always trying to get the Army to let me work with some of these people. And you see the little paperwork dance. They'll go from San Antonio up to Bethesda, Maryland. I was just speaking with someone in the National Guard people in Iowa. And it's, you know, they always got their tiny excuse as to why it can't happen. But the bureaucrats just, they're impeding the soldiers or the vets from getting the benefits. And so, point being, on a positive side, if any of your audience or any people that are listening to this interview know someone mm-hmm. with that, I'd be very interested in working with them.
Hey, I may be able to get you connected. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll come right back. You're listening
sure.
to Path Changers Habits of Health, and we've got Gary Conrad, and we'll be right back after this break. Thanks.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio. Live 95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Welcome back. We're having a conversation with master hypnotist Gary Conrad. He's going to be coming to Wallace State College this Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m., and we're doing a benefit show for Make-A-Wish. So, Gary, thank you very much for joining us. This has been...
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been a
great... Hear myself talk.
Well, hey, listen, it's great. You're so knowledgeable, and am I right to think you've done this for about 30 years now?
Yeah, coming up on that.
Okay.
And I've worked your area a lot, too. I mean, if you consider Birmingham your area, mm-hmm. you have one of the best comedy clubs in the country there at the Stardome, and they have performers from all over the world going in there.
And that's where we first found you, so we're pretty grateful for that.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Y'all first saw me?
Mm-hmm. We did. We took our crew to the Stardome, and mm-hmm. you had one of our waitresses got on stage, and you knocked her out.
And really?
You put on a great show with her. It was a Christmas show, so you had her looking for her front teeth, and... She thought she was, you know, getting hit with snowballs as she was flying a sled, and it was something. I mean, we talked about it.
That's my favorite show, the Christmas show.
It's so good.
But I've got now developed, we've got a Valentine's show, an Easter show, an Oktoberfest show, a Halloween show, a Thanksgiving show, a Christmas show, I'm working on a Purim show. It's from the Bible, the Book of Esther, and it's very interesting. It's a great story, and I'm building a show around that theme. So I have different types of shows like that, and I really enjoy doing the variety. But you're going to get my standard show, which is just plain wacky.
Well, that's great.
It's a lot of fun. And the audience will get to see their friends and their neighbors and their family members go up there and really emote, have a lot of fun. And the other night they were doing Shakespeare on stage. So,
well, I know we're all very much looking forward to it, because every time we've been to one of your shows, you have not disappointed us at all. And I've had two friends that have been hypnotized by you, and it's
really
really funny. And actually, too, I can say that each time they have been hypnotized, they've both might be a little partial, but they both kind of were the star of the show. And I have to say, too, I've had to, sitting in the audience when you're calling up the volunteers, there has been a pull. Well, I've had that pull to come up there, yeah, but I had to talk myself down.
Okay, well, you know, sometimes they fall out right in the audience while I'm doing the induction on the stage area. Some viewers are watching so intently that they fall asleep in the audience. And then, of course, the audience will notify me of that, and my quest is to get them on stage, because if their powers of focus and concentration are so strong that they could do it that far away from me, then they're going to do usually they do very well on stage.
You know, the first time that you ever hypnotized somebody, were you surprised by it? Were you, you know, I mean, I can just imagine I would be like, oh my gosh, this works.
I'll give you an example. I do a bit where I bring them back to 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We might have done that in a Christmas show, but I've done it. This was a club in Augusta, Georgia, and they're all 5 years old, and they're going to tell me one of the naughtiest things they did in their whole 5 years, and what their teacher's name is in kindergarten, and the names of the people that sit around them in class. And I was asking this one gal, talking to her, and she would always answer me in German. And I'd ask her a question in English. I don't speak German. And she'd respond in German. So her mom, after the show, comes up to me and says, you know, she hasn't spoken German in almost 20 years.
Wow.
This lady had a German accent. She said, I married an American pilot, and he was gone a lot, stationed, I think, out of Frankfurt area. But I sent my daughter to German school, and Dad wasn't around a lot, so at home we just spoke German mostly, in the German school, German mostly. And they said they were living in Germany, 15, 17, 18 years, whatever it was, and then they went stateside and lived in a community where there wasn't much German speaking going on. So the gal, the young lady that had volunteered, I guess she was around 28 then, she still retained her passive recognition. In other words, when her mom or her grandma were talking in German, she could understand what they were saying, but because she wasn't conversing that much with them herself, or there weren't other people or other circumstances, she lost a lot of her ability for active replication. And the mom said, yeah, and that little bit you had up there, that scenario, she was actively responding in German, and that's the first time she had done that in a very, very long time.
Wow.
So that, you know, lends a lot of credence to the theory that a lot of the information you have is still in your head. You just kind of forget where you put it.
That's fascinating. Well, we're really excited to have you.
That surprised me, to answer you. That surprised me.
Yeah. Well, we're really excited to have you and to see you this Sunday. And thank you very much for joining us tonight. And
yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, thank you. And
More fun than the show.
Yes. We're going to have
it's
a great time.
It's going to be a lot more fun in the show.
Yeah. So come on out and see
we
us.
We covered a lot of health stuff and, you know, what it can do for a person psychologically. But the show is pure fun.
Yes. Well, great. Thank you, Gary. And stay tuned for the Big D Radio Show coming up next. And we'll catch you next week. Thanks, Gary.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.